As a reminder, there will be no classes coming Thursday through the next Tuesday. Whatever days those are, figure it out. We'll see you a week from this coming Thursday. The Word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow. It's a critic of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. All Scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We progress forward here in Genesis 27. We are now going to address verses 18 through 27. All right, by the grace of God, whenever we decide to, we can actually overrule our sin natures, get in fellowship, and serve God in this capacity. And that is made possible through the rebound technique, where in our prayer and confession, God forgives us of our sins up from the past to the present. At that point in time, we are filled with God the Holy Spirit. This is no less or more important than at this point in time as we approach the study of God's Word, as it must be done in fellowship. This is spiritual information designed to be understood in such capacity, at such depth, and the natural man, the fleshly man, does not understand the things of God because indeed it is flesh. This is spiritual. God, the Holy Spirit, enlightens us, the positive believer, to the truth of doctrine, who's willing to isolate their sin nature, to be intellectually honest, and consider his plan otherwise in that regard. So, as is our custom, we'll give you an opportunity to rebound if necessary as we start with the normal word of prayer. Father, again, we thank you for your many grace and mercies. We thank you for the revelation of your word, for the understanding of it, for those who are true seekers of you, who are indeed so positive that you keep hidden these things from those who despise you, reject your plan otherwise. We ask once again this evening that you bless us in our own spiritual advance and matriculation, following the examples in regards to those before us, both good and bad, and taking these things to heart and applying these things in our own lives as necessary. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, chapter 27. Isaac, after several years of disregard to the prophecy of the oracle in regards to his twin boys, that the older would serve the younger, i.e. Esau would serve Jacob, and hence Jacob was to be the heir of the covenant in this respect. Isaac does almost the unthinkable, as he now is completely determined to usurp God's plan, to try to change God's plan, if you will, through his own energy of the flesh, and bestow the birthrights and blessings of birthrights upon his oldest son Esau, in spite of the doctrine. That's verses 1 through 4. Now it came about when Isaac was old. Here he is about 137 years old. Esau, Jacob, they're around 77 at this point in time. And his eyes were too dim to see. He became physically blind. That he called his older son Esau and said to him, "My son," and he, Esau, said to him, "Here I am." Verse 2, and Isaac said, "Behold, now I am old, and I do not know the day of my death. Now then," verse 3, "please take your gear, your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me." Gives his oldest son instructions. He leads him, if you will, seeing the one who thinks they can coerce or determine the volitional path of another individual simply through their own energy in this regards. Playing God, if you will, regards to the son Esau, telling him a professional what equipment he needs is like telling a car needs gas to go, you know, and prepare a savory dish for me. Obviously, the excuse that Isaac, as much as it may please his palate otherwise, has for continuing to embrace Esau in disregard of the doctrine otherwise, and the evident negative volition and disregard that Esau has for the plan of God. prepare a savory dish for me, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, so that my soul may bless you before I die, which is not to be another 40 years, but it implies that Isaac obviously recognizes that this goes against what the oracle did say, in spite of whatever rationale he is coming up with, he is determined to do so otherwise. And hence, potential judgment is at the forefront, or will immediately follow in regards to what he is doing, if indeed it fails otherwise before God. So as soon as he sets the plan, it is basically thwarted, because in spite of his covert activities, his secret activities, running under the flesh, often we are not careful and think through all things regards to our life and check things out. He is careless, and there is one that has overheard his conversation, that being none other than his wife Rebecca, who obviously favors Jacob. On the other end of the coin, God's favorite son, whereas in a contentious and competitive environment, the husband favored Esau in this regards, and she overhears, and she immediately gets under the energy of flesh herself and concocts a scheme that she thinks is necessary to save the plan of God, to make the plan of God, his promise to be fulfilled on behalf of Jacob, as she recognizes that if this blessing indeed is given, it in essence is irrevocable otherwise in that regards. And that's verses 5 through 8 here, or 9, 10, somewhere in there. And Rebekah was listening while Isaac spoke to his son Esau. So when Esau went to the field to hunt for game to bring home, Rebekah said to her son Jacob, "Behold, I heard your father speak to your brother Esau, saying, 'Bring me some game,' verse 7, 'prepare a savory dish for me that I may eat and bless you in the presence of the Lord, in the presence of my death.'" Repeating Isaac's words, but not verbatim. "Now, therefore, my son, listen to me." Listen to her voice, literally, rather than doctrine. She's appealing to her own rationale in spite of doctrine. She's an example of a parent seeking to do the right thing, but going about it here in a clearly wrong fashion under the energy of the flesh. Never the answer. "And go down to the flock and bring me two choice kids from the female goats." Literally, as we saw in those verses, verse 9 there, denoting Isaac's propensity for female game in taste, being more tender, a sweeter taste in regards to meat, one of the little things that comes out in this passage. "That I may prepare them a savory dish for your father, such as he loves." Verse 10, "And you shall bring it to your father that he may eat, so that he may bless you before his death." And Jacob sees a potential problem. Now, he gets wrapped up in this, and he becomes concerned, but unfortunately his concern is not based on doctrine either. So you have the entire family off going off on their own ways under the energy of the flesh here in regards to this complete scenario. And his concern is the fact that in the rite of blessing, obviously the father would hold or touch the son's hands and the back of his neck, etc., in giving the blessing, in embracing, and things of this nature. And there was a stark difference in regards to the skin tone and the hair on each other's bodies in this respect. So he brings this out, verse 11, "And Jacob answered his mother Rebekah, 'Behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. Perhaps my father will fill me,'" verse 12. His fear is getting caught. And then losing any leverage, if you will, in the future, because he will be seen despitefully in his father's eyes as a deceiver that he is being in this regard. Then "perhaps my father will fill me," verse 12, "then I shall be as a deceiver in his sight, and I shall bring upon myself a curse and not a blessing." Now his mom doesn't even directly address his concern. Rather, she basically just focuses him on the situation at hand. And to her, this is why it needs to be considered. It's moot in regards to the scheme of things. Time is of the essence. And obviously, she sees this as a one-time opportunity that they have to thwart Esau, or Isaac, in his endeavors towards Esau in this regard. That's the idea and force behind her response to him. Verse 13, but his mother said to him, "Your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go get them for me." And this drives into action, verse 14. So he went and got them and brought them to his mother. His mother made savory food such as his father loved. In verse 15, then Rebekah took the best garments, the garments most desirous for the occasion is the idea here, not a Sunday going to meet and clothes. This would be hunting attire, actually, in this respect. Took the best, most desired garments of Esau, her elder son, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. And then she put the skins of the kids on his hands and on the smooth part of his neck. Obviously, she remedies the concern that Jacob has in this respect, trying to disguise him, camouflaging him for his own agenda. And she also gave the savory food and the bread, verse 17, which she had made to her son Jacob. She hands him the cooked dishes, and here, Jacob, now you go take all the risk. Now, obviously, there's no way that the curse is going to be on her. She said to him, "Your curse be on me and my son, only obey my voice," verse 13. If anything, it'll be an additional curse. The repercussions will fall straight on his head, indeed, if he's caught in this respect. So anyway, the scheme is set to try to counter attack the father's attempts to bless Esau in this regards. And now Isaac takes the goods, and he goes and confronts his father, and the operation deceit begins. This is verse 18 through 27. And he first confronts his father, and the first real obstacle that they need to face hits him straight in the face here as we begin. Then he came to his father and said, "My father," verse 18, looking at the Hebrew here. Wow, consecutive, a verb to come is the calendar perfect third masculine singular bo, B-O. To his father, preposition L, E-L, or noun for father. Common masculine singular construct with the third masculine singular suffix is av, A-V. And said, wow, consecutive, or is verb to speak, to say, I mean, is Amar, calendar perfect third masculine singular, A-M-A-R. My father is Av, A-V, repeated with the first common singular suffix. And he said, that being Isaac back to Jacob, while consecutive, our verb Amar, repeated, calendar perfect third masculine singular. Behold me. You had the interjectory particle with the first common singular suffix here, henna, H-I-N-N-E-H. Then, the first thing he says after that, "Who are you, my son?" You have the interrogative pronoun me, M-I-Y, who. Are you is the personal pronoun, second masculine singular, ta, A-T-T-A-H. Who are you yourself? My son, our noun, ben, B-E-N, son. Common masculine singular struck here with the first common singular suffix. So, whatever else they prepared, one thing they couldn't completely disguise was their voice. So, verse 19, and Jacob said to his father, and his first lie, "I am Esau, your firstborn." While consecutive, he said, Amar, calendar perfect third masculine singular, Jacob, proper noun, to his father, preposition L, same construct, E-L. Father is Ab with the third masculine singular suffix here. It is I is the first common singular pronoun, Anoki, A-N-O-K-I-Y. I am Esau, the proper noun, Esau. Your firstborn, the common masculine singular struck noun with the second masculine singular suffix, Bekor, B-E-K-O-R. The firstborn, the ones who generally have right primogeniture or right birthright of blessing. Then he goes on, I have done as you told me. Get up, please sit and eat of my game that you may bless me. I have done is the cal perfect first common singular of the verb asah, A-S-A-H. As is the preposition kaf, K-A-C-A-P-H, as or according to, which relative pronoun asher follows A-S-H-E-R. You have told me, as you have spoken, is the PL verb, perfect second masculine singular verb, davar, D-A-B-A-R. To me, preposition L, but the first common singular suffix. Arise or get up is a cal imperative masculine singular kum, Q-U-M. Now or please, the interjectory particle na, N-A. Sit, cal imperative masculine singular yashav, Y-A-S-H-A-B. And eat, vowel conjunction, then our verb to eat, cal imperative again, masculine singular, a kol, A-K-O-L. Of my game, or from my game, preposition men, then our noun for game, common masculine singular for struct, the first common singular suffix, tasayid, T-S-A-Y-I-D. In that, so that, the idea of preposition bet with the preposition abur, A-B-U-R. You will bless me. You have the PL imperfect third feminine singular with the first common singular suffix, barak. And then the Hebrew adds B-A-R-A-K. Your soul, not in the English. Common feminine singular structure, second masculine singular suffix, nefesh. N-E-P-H-E-S-H, according to your choice, is the idea. Verse 20. Isaac now becomes suspicious. Verse 20, and Isaac said to his son, how is it that you have it so quickly, my son? The game, the food that has been prepared. You have the wow consecutive, our verb amar again, A-M-A-R. He said, cal imperfect third masculine singular, Isaac, proper noun. To his son, preposition L, same construct, same prepositions we've seen before. Son is a common masculine singular construct, third masculine singular suffix, ben, B-E-N. Then you had the interrogative pronoun ma, M-A-H, plus the adjective masculine singular zeh, Z-E-H. How is this? The question. Then you had the PL perfect second masculine singular verb mahar, M-A-H-A-R. How is this you did so quickly, that you so hastened? Then you had the verb to find as a cal infinitive. First you had the preposition lamed with the cal infinitive verb construct masa, M-A-T-S-A. How is this you did so quickly to find? That's the Hebrew literal. My son, common masculine singular construct ben with the first common singular suffix. And Jacob's ready for this one, and he said, because the Lord your God caused it to happen to me. And he said, same construct, vowel consecutive with the Amar verb, because is your conjunction key, K-I-Y. Then our verb cause to happen is a hifil, perfect third masculine singular, kara, Q-A-R-A-H. That being none other than Yahweh, the Lord, your God. Nice touch. Common masculine plural construct noun with the second masculine singular suffix, Elohim, E-L-O-H-I-M. To me or before me in my presence, literally preposition lamed. Then our noun for face here, common masculine plural construct, the first common singular suffix, panesh, P-A-N-E-S-H. Verse 21, then Isaac said to Jacob, please come close that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not. He's still not buying into this completely. Well, consecutive, our verb amar, that being Isaac, proper noun, to Jacob, preposition el, Yaakov, Jacob, come close, draw near, come close is about, cal, imperative, masculine singular verb, nagash, N-A-G-A-S-H, interjectory particle, na, please, N-A, being polite towards one another here, that I may feel you. You have the wow conjunction with the cal imperfect first common singular here as a cohortative, with the second masculine singular suffix, mashash, M-A-S-H-A-S-H. And let me feel you, literally, my son, our noun Ben, here again with the first common singular suffix. Here, whether or not, you have the interrogative particle first, ha, followed, whether or if, H-A, followed with our pronoun, second masculine singular, ta, A-T-T-A-H. Whether you yourself are this or are such, adjective masculine singular, or adjective again, zeh. Seen it before. My son, common masculine singular construct, ben, first common singular suffix. Son, particularly Esau, proper noun. Or not, particle conjunction in, I am. Or if, not, negative particle lo, L-O. So Jacob came close to Isaac, his father, and he felt him and said, the voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau. A quandary. While consecutive, and our verb to come close or approach is a cal imperfect third masculine singular, nagash. Again, to come near, approach, N-A-G-A-S-H. Jacob, proper noun, to Isaac. Jacob approached to Isaac, preposition L, proper noun Isaac, his father of, common masculine singular struct, third masculine singular suffix. And he felt him, that being Isaac, touching Jacob here. Well, consecutive, our verb to feel is a cal imperfect third masculine singular with the third masculine singular suffix, mashash again, M-A-S-H-A-S-H. And he felt him. And he said, while consecutive, with the verb amar, cal imperfect third masculine singular, the voice, definite article, or noun for voice, common masculine singular absolute is kol, Q-O-L, is the voice of, kol is repeated as the common masculine singular construct, is the voice of, Jacob, but, is the vowel conjunction, then our noun hand, or hands, is a definite article with the common feminine dual absolute, two hands obviously, yod, y-a-d, the hands, is the hands, yod repeated, of Esau. verse 23. And he did not recognize him, because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands, so he blessed him. This is a parenthetical insert by the author as a heads up here. A wow conjunction, negative particle lo, L-O, not, and not, did he recognize, literally in the Hebrew, and he did not recognize, to recognize, is the hifil perfect third masculine singular verb with the third masculine singular suffix nakar, N-A-K-A-R. The reason why is because conjunction particle ki, K-I-Y. His hands were hairy. You have first the cow perfect third common plural, our verb haya, H-A-Y-A-H. They became, that being his hands, common feminine dual again, yad, Y-A-D, construct. Like or as, the preposition kaf, the hands, yad, repeated in the construct of Esau, proper noun. His brother, common masculine singular construct, ach, A-C-H, with the third masculine singular suffix. Hairy is your adjective, feminine plural absolute, sha'ir, S-H-A-I-Y-R. And he blessed him. Wow, consecutive. Then the PL, imperfect, third masculine singular with the third masculine singular suffix of the verb barak, to bless. B-A-R-A-K. Verse 24. And he said, are you really my son Esau? And Jacob lies again and said, I am. Well, consecutive, our verb amar, he said. This being Isaac now, keeping track of your subjects of your verbs here. You is a pronoun, atah, A-T-T-A-H. Second masculine singular, you are this, or are really. Adjective masculine singular, again, our adjective zeh. Z-E-H. My son Esau, literally common masculine singular construct, Ben, with the first common singular suffix, Esau. And he said, that being Jacob, while consecutive, followed with the verb amar, I myself, literally, I am, is the pronoun first common singular, ani, A-N-I-Y. Verse 25, so he said, bring it to me, and I will eat of my son's game that I may bless you. And he brought it to him, and he ate. He also brought him wine, and he drank. Wow, consecutive. Cal, imperfect third masculine singular, Amar, he said. Draw near, again, approach, is your hifil imperative of the verb nagash, N-A-G-A-S-H. To me, preposition lama with the first common singular suffix. And let me eat is a wow conjunction with the cohortative use of the cal imperfect verb, first common singular, a kol, I don't have it on there, a K-O-L, C-O-L, something like that, transliterated. From the game of, literally, preposition men, our noun for game, tasayid, T-S-A-Y-I-D, common masculine construct, my son, our noun ben, with the first common singular suffix. In order that, or that, is a preposition, lema'an, L-E-M, M-A-A-N, the ma'an. I may bless you, our blessing verb here, barak, B-A-R-A-K, P-L imperfect with the second masculine singular suffix. That being from his soul, again, not in the English, you have the noun feminine singular, nephesh, N-E-P-H-E-S-H, here with the first common singular suffix. And he drew it near, he brought the food, in other words, while consecutive, our verb nagash, repeated, hifel imperfect, caused to bring, third masculine singular, to him, preposition lama with the third masculine singular suffix. And he ate, while consecutive, cal imperfect, third masculine singular, akal, A-K-A-L. And he brought to him also wine, and he drank. While consecutive, our verb to bring again is bo, B-O, hifil imperfect, third masculine singular, to him, lamed, third masculine singular suffix. And then our noun for wine, yayin, Y-A-Y-I-N, yayin, common masculine singular, absolute. And he drank, while consecutive, and our verb to drink, cal, perfect, third masculine singular, shatha, S-H-A-T-H-A-H. That's okay. It took me a week to go through this myself. Verse 26. Then his father Isaac said to him, "Please come close and kiss me, my son." Show of affection between father and son here. Wow, consecutive, but there's obviously ulterior reasons probably in this one. Wow, consecutive. Followed with a cal imperfect, third masculine singular again. He said, Amar, to him, preposition L, the third masculine singular suffix, that being Isaac doing the speaking. His father, Av, third masculine singular suffix. Draw near, again, is our verb nagash, N-A-G-A-S-H, approach, or draw near, cal imperative, masculine singular, please, interjectory particle, na, N-A. And kiss is the wow conjunction. Then our verb to kiss here is cal imperative masculine singular nashak, N-A-S-H-A-Q. Me, preposition lamed with the first common singular suffix. The idea is with regards to me, my son, noun ben, first common singular suffix. In verse 27, so he, Jacob, came close and kissed him. Vowel consecutive, drew near, nagash, N-A-G-A-S-H, cal imperfect, third masculine singular, and kiss, nashak, N-A-S-H-A-Q, vowel consecutive, cal imperfect, third masculine singular, to him or for him, denoting the direction, the kiss was directed towards, lamed, with the third masculine singular suffix. And when he smelled the smell of his garments, he blessed him and said, you have the wow consecutive. And then our verb to smell here is the hifil, imperfect, third masculine singular, reek, R-I-Y-C-H, reach. He caused the smell, sign of direct object. Then you have the common masculine singular, noun, construct, riach, the smell of, he smelled a whiff of, if you will, this is kind of the idea here, R-E-Y-A-C-H, riach, here a whiff of his garments, common masculine plural construct, third masculine singular suffix, beged, B-E-G-D, his garments, clothing, his garments, from the, this is interesting, from the root bagad, which means to deal treacherously. and he blessed him. Wow, consecutive. Our verb to bless, again, barak, B-A-R-A-K. P-L imperfect third masculine singular with third masculine singular suffix. And said, wow, consecutive, and our verb amar, see, the smell of my son is like the smell of the field which the Lord has blessed. See is your cal imperative, vocative, masculine singular, or verb, masculine singular, ra'a, R-A-A-H, see, look, The smell is again our noun, common, masculine, singular. At the time, I guess I was falling asleep myself here. Construct, Rayok, the smell of. Ben, my son, common, masculine, singular, construct, first common, singular, suffix. Is like, use your preposition, cough. The smell of, Rayok, repeated, as a noun. And then our noun for field, Sadeh, S-A-D-E-H, common, masculine, singular, absolute, which he blessed him, Yahweh. Relative pronoun is share, S-H-E-R, bless, Barak, P-L, perfect, here, proper noun, Yahweh, the Lord. Verse 18, then he came to his father and said, My father. And he, Isaac, said, Here I am. Who are you, my son? Verse 19, and Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done as you told me. Get up, please, sit and eat of my game that you may bless me. Verse 20, and Isaac said to his son, How is it that you have it so quickly? My son, and he said, Because the Lord your God caused it to happen to me. Verse 21, Then Isaac said to Jacob, Please come close that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not. Verse 22, So Jacob came close to Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau. Verse 23, And he did not recognize him because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands, so he blessed him. Verse 24, and he said, Are you really my son Esau? And he said, I am. Verse 25, so he said, Bring it to me, and I will eat of my son's game that I may bless you. And he brought it to him, and he ate. He also brought him wine, and he drank. Verse 26, and his father Isaac said to him, Please come close and kiss me, my son. Verse 27, so he came close and kissed him. And when he, Isaac, smelled the smell of his garments, Jacob, with Esau's garments, he blessed him and said, See, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. The title of these verses is Isaac's refusal to believe what he hears is his weakness. Analysis, verses 18 through 27. 1. The first obstacle to truly overcome for the scheme now, to be successful, becomes apparent as Jacob addresses his father, and Isaac is suspicious immediately, asking, Who are you, my son? Me, Atavian. 2. No matter how much Jacob and his mother could prepare as to physical characteristics in the prepared meal, a lot of quick work and thinking went into all this. Obviously it would have been an ordeal to get these skins on his hands and his back of his neck in such a way that one might grab him or put his hand on him and it wouldn't feel unusual. The food had to be right on the mark. The clothing, etc. And no matter how much they were able to prepare, continuing point two, the difference in the sound of brothers' voices could obviously not be totally masked, couldn't be mimicked. So, going into this, salvation for Isaac to escape the consequences or this whole scheme altogether is utilizing his hearing to believe what he hears. But this is not the way Isaac deals with this. It creates some confusion, some consternation, some suspicion, but he relies on his old technique of his fleshly senses otherwise, such as smell, tasting, and touching, to come to the ultimate conclusion in this whole ordeal. His hearing is what would deliver him from being taken by this scam. So 3, while Jacob's voice should have been the only alert, really, Isaac needed to avoid being scammed. The base of his suspicion was how Esau could return so quickly. So you can kind of see the voice doesn't ring true. And rather than just rely on what he hears, believe it. Faith. he concocts a question. He just simply questions the situation because he's not willing to accept what really is happening here within his own mind and his own thinking. And he takes his basis suspicion and he manifests it in the form of a question: how could you get here so quickly? Get back from hunting this quick. Verse 20. So for this paints a morphological picture of human characteristics as to Isaac's spiritual problem. His dullness of accepting what his ears were trying to tell him, mimics his spiritual dullness of hearing as to the prophetic realities for his son. So, the situation at hand, again, we see the physical paralleling the spiritual in regards to reality to Isaac's spiritual dullness. And as we have said more than once, of all the characteristics and assets you have, of afferent of impulses, your hearing truly is the most important, because then you can hear doctrine. You don't have to see to be able to hear doctrine. See, you don't have to be able to smell. You don't have to have things tangible to touch or anything. If you can hear, if you're just a big pair of ears, see, you can make it in regards to doctrine. You have a case of hearing, he does not hear. I mean, the doctrinal principles that come out of this are humorous, even though we recognize the gravity of it all. Five, though his sense of hearing was trying to tell him something was amiss, he relies on his sense of touch and taste to draw his conclusion. Six, Jacob lies to his father, claiming, "I am Esau, your firstborn, Anoki, Esav, Dekor." Seven, his reply is overdone, falsely identifying himself as your firstborn. That's kind of reflects maybe a little edge on Jacob going into this thing. You know? And maybe he wasn't fully prepared for his father and wasn't thinking, "Oh, my voice is going to give me away, possibly." And his dad catches him off guard. Immediately he's inquisitive. And he kind of goes overboard. And it shows you how one may react as if acting offended, if you will. So eight, Jacob's tactic is to sound offended as to Isaac's suspicious nature. "What? You don't recognize me? Come on, Dad. I'm only 77. So nine, he goes on to say he has only done what he was asked to do, and then enjoins his father Isaac to get up, "Please sit and eat of my game that you may bless me." Gumna tashab wa akol min tasayid abur barak nefesh. Ten, the mention of Isaac's blessing being of his soul, nefesh, is a nice touch by Jacob, as that was the exact words used by Isaac to Esau in verse 4. "I will bless you in my soul." And that's even apart from his mom really not even repeating it. So either way you look at it, it's a nice touch, because it would suggest that he has obviously heard what his dad said to him earlier as Esau. 11, now the ploy is in full swing now, and we kind of see Jacob now settles into character. 12, time is of the essence for the plan to work, and Jacob shakes off the opening salvo of suspicion as to his voice that could immediately wreck the whole deal. Walking kind of a thin line, if you will, on that part of the scheme. So he tries to not let it shake him too much, respond in a collective way, more or less, to continue to try to throw his father off. 13, yet his response gives Isaac further cause for apprehension. As he asked regarding having the meal, he requested, "How is it that you have it so quickly, my son?" Zeb Mahar Lamed Matzah Ben. It doesn't, still doesn't set right with Jacob. And obviously, to go out and hunt game is going to take a little while. Maybe not a long while. The suspicion of Isaac throughout this is almost unbelievable that he still falls for this scam. The opportunities of questioning, but you know, people that can lie good can make almost anything believable. And obviously, the father does not have the capability of seeing who he's talking to. Only to apprehend the words that are spoken and to try to logically put it together otherwise in his thinking. So 14, a second time Jacob lies to his dad, "Because the Lord your God caused it to happen to me." Ki kar Yahweh Elohim Lamed Panesh. So here, 15, Jacob invokes Yahweh, Isaac's God, in answer to the question. He actually is trying to utilize doctrine as leverage to continue to confound his father and make this scheme work. So 16, this approach, point 16, it recognizes and banks upon Isaac's desire to bless Esau. It's pretty cool how you're going through the language and you take your time going through it. All these things ekes out and you see what Jacob's doing here. See, he knows that Isaac has full intentions and desires his older brother over himself. And he knows that in spite of any suspicion, his dad really wants to bless Esau in this situation. So he comes up with a little doctrinal twist that would fit Isaac's desires in this regard, as if somehow God was with Esau for a father who is going against doctrine, and rationalizing however Isaac was rationalizing, this would be quite a little motivation to go ahead and believe what he is hearing. See, you didn't know that was all in the Hebrew, did you? I didn't either until I got there. And a lot of that, I give credit to God, the Holy Spirit, obviously, to give us insight. But it makes it real. You know, this is a real situation. These are real people this happened to. So Jacob plays on his dad's STA desire and flesh to bless his older brother Esau. And so he invokes God as if God blessed his son Esau in his endeavors. Well, that would confirm, at least in part, to Isaac, you would think in his mind, well, then I'm, what I'm doing is fine. This is the way I should go. So 17, Jacob plays on his father's desire to continue to feed Isaac's doctrinal disorientation. So, the deceit in this, it truly is deeper than what you see on the surface. The scheming, the devious thinking of making this thing work to incorporate God into this whole picture. That's pretty low. Yet God lets this whole thing stand. It lets the whole thing stand. See at the end. 18, if Isaac had truly listened to the oracle, the prophecy concerning the twin boys, he should have known God would not be in this endeavor. Why would God bless the whole endeavor of blessing him, blessing Esau, when that's against God's directive will? See. But that's the way it is. A lot of times believers rationalize in their minds, they get under their STAs, and they rationalize what God's will is for them. See. Rather than let the doctrine in and of itself dictate and explain exactly what we are to think, say, and do in regards to the matters at hand. So again, point 18, if Isaac had truly listened to the oracle, if he had embraced it, if you will, in faith, he should have known God would not be in this endeavor. God's not going to grease the skids. He would be hampering it. Jamming in regards to the endeavors. Well, he is. Big time. But guess what? Isaac doesn't see it. Why? Because he's blind. Oh, physically. No, spiritually. See. 19, though the clues of a ploy, of a scheme here, are stacking up if Isaac was really, quote, listening, end quote. He truly betrays his STA mindset of physical importance over spiritual importance as he would rely on his sense of touch to resolve any misgivings. This betrays that he is a fleshly person when it comes to his son Esau, not a spiritually oriented doctrinal person in this regards. Can a person be that way and doctrinally oriented? Yes, easily. Easily. If you have predilections, weaknesses. 20. My inclusion here is maybe he just won't accept that Jacob might actually lie to him. And Jacob now takes advantage of that trust. Well, he does. Jacob is the good son, not like the movie. Comes around and kills you afterwards. So all these things, obviously, are potential. They're fairly obvious observations that one could conclude that would be involved in the situation. And to think that his other son will go this low to take advantage of his handicap, to deceiving his trust, obviously, betrays his senses once again. And all this, point 21, this mirrors a parent that won't deal with their own STA and becomes dull as to the STA of their children. Or my kid would never do that. How many parents have said that? And then they did it. See. To stay on top of one's own STA, to be acute and sensitive in regards to your own weaknesses gives you discernment in regards to other STAs around you, and especially as a parent to a child. Your child, your dad, you know that there's going to be some likenesses according to doctrines in regards to expression and things of this nature or other aspects of the STA. But when one is lazy with regards to their own STA, their prayer life is low, their rebound is not acute, maybe their NPR is sporadic at best, and things of this nature, just not on top of their game. People like that tend to let the STA slide otherwise in regards to others. That's just the way it is. That's life. That's reality. See? So, he doesn't stay on top of his STA regarding his children. And therefore, he's blindsided because he does not, will not, if you will, truly accept the fact in this occasion that Jacob would actually stoop this low and pull this stunt. And obviously, what he knows about Rebekah yet is yet to be told. See, his wife. So, understand that one of the great blessings that God provides a church is a pastor with an STA, so that he knows how the STA functions, and he's not blindsided in thinking or believing that believers are beyond doing certain things, etc., etc., in regards to their life. See? And that's just all part of living the Christian life, and the difference between being on top of your game spiritually, being a discerning believer in regards to not only yourself and others, and being the, if you will, lackluster type of believer, a sloppy believer who tends to let things ride a lot of times. And I'm not saying there's not a place for grace. Of course there is. We understand that. But in the conditions someone does something, it may be unexpected. It doesn't throw them for an entire loop because we recognize that with an STA, a person can end up doing, a believer can end up doing anything that an unbeliever might end up doing, just the way it is. Well, you're going to have to wait for a few days to hear the end of this story. But if that keeps you coming back, it makes me a happy camper. And if that's what you're going to do over the weekend, have fun. I hope it doesn't rain. Father, again, we thank you for the truth of your word. We ask God, the Holy Spirit, continue to lighten these things. In Jesus' name, amen.